This is Full Time. Radio City Tour.
Right, there's a massive game over the Welsh border this weekend. Tomorrow, in fact, as Tranmere travel to Wrexham. It is a sellout. Rovers snapping up their 1,800 tickets by Monday following their 3-2 win over Maidenhead, which has left them just 1 point behind Wrexham, so they can go above their rivals with a win at the Racecourse. To preview this now, I'm joined by Tranmere legend Dave Higgins. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi, Matt. How are things? Okay.
Very good, thanks. Great to speak to you. What a game this is. I mean, local derbies often have a lot riding on them, but this seems huge.
Yeah, it is. Sell out instantly, like you said. We've got a great away support. We took loads to AFC Fylde. It was a big letdown. Hopefully this time we can put it right and carry on the march, which would try to aim to get to the top of the league.
Absolutely. Well, that gap is down to only 5 points now. It was 11 2 weeks ago, so Tranmere slowly eating into it. And another victory at the Racecourse would go another long way towards that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't sort of play on past games, but the last three games that we played against them last year, we beat them in each time in the league and the cup. But that means nothing now. They're on a bit of a run. I noticed on a lot of the home results, they don't concede many, except against Barrow, which is a 3-3, a one-off. But they're scoring goals, not conceding many at home. We're not bad away normally, you know, give or take the last year, couple of results. We've got a strong squad. We've got players coming back from injury. If we get a win with the results going right, we could actually be 2 points off the top.
Be amazing that, given the position that Tranmere were in when these two teams last met, which was earlier this season, and Tranmere lost 1-0 after a really disappointing result at Prenton Park. But since then, the way that Mickey Mellon has managed to rejuvenate the squad and turn things around is really impressive.
It is. I mean, he's brought players in on loan who have adapted and they've slotted in well. A couple of them have gone back. But the lads that were coming back from injury, Tollett, Wallace, you know, they're on the bench. And we had players like Jeff Hughes come off last week, come on the pitch, scored, ex-Ireland international. You know, they're the types of players and quality that we've got to bring into the team. We've got to push forward now. I mean, our home record's fantastic. 7 wins on the bounce. And that's the last time it was done, was 1995, I believe. So if we can just get something out of tomorrow, I'd like to win, obviously. You don't get greedy. You know, but put up a better performance in the last away game.
You mentioned there Tollett and Wallace. So Wallace hasn't played since the playoff semi-finals due to a knee injury. Ben Tollett had a knee injury which he picked up in February last year. He then returned in October for one game and fractured his kneecap. But they've both been in training for the last couple of weeks. And Mickey Mellon not giving too much away as to whether they will be involved. Would you give them a game here?
Well, it's a tough game to come back to. You can do all the running and training you like, but to be honest, Matt, it's about match fitness. I mean, the last time Ben Tollett got in the team, he played, I think, the first half, something like that, 60 minutes possibly, and he felt his knee go. Not the same injury, you know, but you tend to, because you've had injury on one side of your leg, on the left, you compensate on the other side. So you're taking all the pressure on the other side of your leg. His knee went a different part, I know, but that's what you've got to do. You've got to guide them in slowly, give them 15, 20 minutes if things are going right, and if they're not, still give them the same. But it's all about match fitness and getting them in not too soon again to set them back again.
Two amazing players to be able to call upon over the final third of the season, though.
Oh, amazing. I mean, Ben Tollett's, you know, you've seen his talent, his pace, his assists in goals. And then you've got Wallace, who's played at Sheffield United and Evan. You know, high-quality lads who are coming into a team who are doing really well. And it'll be hard to get in that team. And it's up to the lads on the bench and just outside the squad to force their way in to say, we're playing well, we're winning games, you cannot drop me.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones and I'm speaking to Tranmere legend Dave Higgins ahead of their game against Wrexham in the National League tomorrow. A big one, 4th v 5th at the Racecourse. Rovers, though, can move up the table if they do pick up the 3 points. Dave, did you ever play against Wrexham?
Yeah, we did. We played at home and away when we were in our division. I remember Jim Harvey scoring a fantastic free kick. We won 3-2 at the Racecourse, so that was a good memory. Always tough games because obviously, like you said previously, it's a local derby in a way.
Well, what's the atmosphere like in these matches then? Because we know that it's going to be busy at the Racecourse tomorrow. They're expecting their biggest crowd for several years and Tranmere taking 1,800 fans. What's the atmosphere like in these local derbies to play in?
Well, it's a tight pitch, you know. Your coach sit towards the ground. You can see them all milling around. It's a great atmosphere. You're getting off the coach, they're all wishing you well, except for their supporters, obviously. You get in there, you can just feel a buzz, you know. You know what's at stake. I mean, this time of the year, you're not worried about performances. You're worried about results, because that's what will take it on. And if you can win playing average or badly, that's a great incentive for you to go on, especially for the next home games. And, you know, the atmosphere, tight pitch, crowd, it's on top of you. If you don't want to play in games like this, there's something up with you.
Well, certainly is. And it's one that I know all Tranmere fans have been looking forward to since the Maidenhead game last week. But how difficult is it as a player to not kind of get carried away with the occasion as well?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, again, the manager will keep the feet in the ground. You know, you don't want to make mistakes, obviously. You don't want to concede early. And that's the same type of thought for a lot of games that you go into. But with this one, I mean, they'll have a good crowd. We've brought a hell of a lot, like we always do. The atmosphere can get on top of you. You've just got to settle down, play to the way you normally play. And again, it's about not the team making the least mistakes.
Where do you think they sit in the promotion frame at the moment then? Do you think they can still win the league? Macclesfield, of course, the leaders, still to visit Prenton Park this season.
You know, a lot of the time, we talk to a lot of people upstairs at Tranmere, and I'd say there must have been 10 teams that have actually topped the division. We haven't yet. And I'd love us to see what we're like when we get there. Because when you're at the top of any division, everyone wants your scalp. And that proved last week when Macclesfield got battered 6-0. I mean, we've got a team and a squad, if they're not playing well, to bring fellas off the bench, quality. I'd love us to get to the top and take it from there. I mean, we're chasing, and we have been all year, the teams at the top. I want to give us a chance to say, you try and catch us.
And often that momentum that Tranmere have got at the moment, you mentioned those 7 home wins in a row, they've picked up victories on the road at Sutton and Woking recently as well. That momentum can be key at this end of the season.
Again, it is about momentum. Players can be out of sorts, 2 or 3 of us. The rest of us bring the game through that you win and you go, well, that wasn't bad. You made a couple of mistakes. We won 3-2 last week. You know, I thought, here we go again, back to our old selves. When we need a win, 3-1, we were cruising. They get a goal. You think, they only need a corner, which they got in the last minute. We defended it well. But we seem to have a bit of resilience now. I mean, the players know what's at stake. They've been through this. We want to get to the top. We are on a momentum, and that's very important at this stage of the season. It is about results, and that's the final thing. Results and not performances.
And just to go back to the game, Andy Cook available after suspension. Jake Kirby started in his place last week. Would you expect Cookie to start this week?
I would thought so, yeah. We played well. We kept the ball on the floor at home against the team we just played, and we looked good. I mean, Norwood played excellent, put a couple of great balls through. The new lad who come in, Ginelli, he scored a great goal. He got tied near the end. And this is what I'm saying about the lads who've been injured. If they're coming into a sort of big game like this, they need the match fitness. It's so important. But QT Mission, he should be fresh. I'd put him in because he's a great target man and he leads the line well.
And he gets goals as well. Quick prediction from you then, Dave.
Well, it's a difficult one. As long as we don't concede, I'd love to see us win 1-0. I think it'll be a tight game. I think it'll be 1-0 to us.
And that'll be a brilliant result for Tranmere and keep them moving up the table. Dave, thanks for joining us on Radio City Talker. We'll catch up with you later in the season when hopefully your premonition comes right and Tranmere are even closer.
I hope so. Good luck, Matt. Thanks very much.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.